Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Lori Hines and Ted Glasgow, who've been together for many years. Ted is an accomplished bodybuilder, a six-time Mr. Missouri, but a few years ago he experienced kidney failure. They reflect on their experiences and give some advice to others facing dialysis and organ transplants. Here's Ted.
Life is going to change pretty dramatically, but with proper management, it can still be productive. So it's not like it's going to be continuous torture from now on, but there's going to be some times when, you know, you're going to question, you know, is this worth it or not? So I would tell them to be prepared, to mentally prepare as much as possible, take time, meditate, think about what you're going through, what your body's going through. Prepare yourself mentally as much as possible. Your physical, you can't really control that a lot. You know, control with diet a little bit, but it's the mental. That's what really needs to be worked on before entering into dialysis or even into transplant. I remember I'd just been going to dialysis for about 2 weeks. And I went in one, this is when I was doing the morning dialysis. And I went in one morning and there were, I think, 8 people hooked up. And before the session was over, they'd taken 3 of them out on stretchers. And I was kind of thinking, whoa, this is your life right now. But so mentally, it can be very overwhelming if you let it, you know. So you have to prepare yourself mentally that this is going to be a big challenge and you better be ready to deal with it.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think we saw so much situational and chronic depression.
Right.
Dialysis. When we look at the chair to the left and the chair to the right, we look at the people in them, and they were all lovely, amazing people who became our friends. But there was just this deep underlying sadness.
And, right. Yeah.
And depression.
Yes. And, yeah. There wasn't. Nobody told a lot of jokes in dialysis. Let's put it that way.
Although we tried to have fun.
We did. We had a Super Bowl party. We had a Valentine's Day party. Christmas. I mean, we tried to, and that's the key too, is even though your life is going to change completely 160 degrees, you know, still, you know, try to figure out the things that really bring you enjoyment and focus on those things. You know, because there's going to be enough pain and suffering to go around. So got to find those things that you find enjoyable and just focus on them. So with me, it was spending time with you, Lori.
That was Lori Hines and Ted Glasgow reflecting on their experiences with dialysis. Ted was on dialysis for several years, but now Lori is a living kidney donor and the director of the Missouri Kidney Program, and Ted is 2.5 years post-transplant. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.